It's 8:41 on the ticket, Thursday morning with the Musers. We've talked about a lot of things this morning, from kidney donation to culture in sports, hockey with Razor. Why don't we take some phone calls on some or all of this? And let's start with Elmer Wayne in Van Zandt County. You're on the ticket.
Hey, Giorgio, your roommate, your old cousin Elmer Wayne.
Again, I remember you. You're not my cousin.
Oh, man. You remember me because I taught you how you can use the back side of a man like the front side of a woman.
Oh, man.
Remember that?
No, I don't.
Wow.
Remember how after you learned that, how much fun you and I used to have playing house down by the creek?
No.
Fun. We always alternate who gets to be daddy and who has to be mommy.
No, this is awful.
You always liked that mommy role, didn't you?
I don't remember any of that.
Wearing that prairie dress and that table we had with the stirrups. We had
what?
So much fun.
This happened?
I remember the prairie dress.
Remember when you'd be wearing that costume and you'd say that your bottom was pregnant right before you went into the porta potty?
No.
You'd come back out and that you gave birth to an 8-pounder.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Good times. Hey, by the way, our first cousin Ellie May says hello.
Okay,
She misses you. She and I just celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary.
Okay.
You're married to her?
Well, common-law wedding anniversary. You know, the state wouldn't let us get married because our blood test came back almost identical. And I guess that's because she's my first cousin, as well as my aunt and my step-grandmother. So,
oh, my gosh.
You know, she wears a lot of hats in this family. The state got all high and mighty. We couldn't legally get married. But, you know, people don't realize that if you ain't married, you lose a lot of the, you know, certain benefits.
Yeah.
Like prison conjugal visits, that's tough. Tough for us. Hey, speaking of... She says that I may be her husband, but you were always her first love, old Giorgio.
Okay, I don't know anybody named Ellie May outside of the character Beverly Hillbillies.
You were the best at lovemaking out of all the cousins.
Okay.
That's a quote right there.
That's high praise, George.
She said that helped her forgive you of all your violence.
Okay. So, what is going on?
Stop.
Hey, listen, you still making all that money on the radio?
You know it.
I still can't believe that you make that much money for just talking on the radio for only 4.5 measly hours a day.
Well, that's actually down to 3
that's
now.
Just damn near criminal, I tell you. I have to make an honest living.
Yeah, with what?
I have to steal cars for 9 hours a day just to scrape together enough money to put food on a table and keep my kids dewormed.
Oh,
honest?
Gosh.
But, you know, we have like 12 or 13 kids now. Maybe it's 14. I'm not sure how many. I just know our single wide's nut to butt 24/7.
Jeez.
Most of my kids are nonverbal. And already have criminal records. And some of them have so many genetic problems, they've developed that ESP, you know, that extra psychological perception or whatever it's
sensory.
Called. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Hey, you ain't been out here to the family compound in a long time.
I've never been out there.
You need to come on out here. We just dug a new ditch that we swim in.
Sounds great.
You need to come out. Don't you got a vacation coming up? You need to head on out here.
Yeah, they may already have plans.
Bring that real fancy truck you got. You know, I drive these old trucks and everything. You got one of them fancy new ones. I bet you got 2 windshield wipers at work.
Well,
like a gas door that closes.
Sometimes. Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, you know what? I hate to bother you for anything serious, because we always like to have fun laughing and such.
Yeah.
I got some troubles, and I wanted to see if you could help me out.
Okay.
I'm looking pretty seriously right now into getting a new scrotum, because my last one was bitten off by one of my hogs when I tried that peanut butter trick on her. And I chased her for about a quarter mile down the road as she was shaking my ball sack in her mouth like a rope toy. But
okay. Well, I don't
she headed off down into the thicket. I ain't been able to root her out. So the doctor says that your balls will be a darn near perfect match, if not a little undersized.
We've talked about legitimate donation this morning. That is not one of them.
Come
why don't you
on,
help
what'd
out
you say, old George?
No,
come on, man.
Just get a skin graft.
Help out your cousin.
No.
Did you not just listen to the last segment y'all did? No. Donation
yes.
is so important.
It is, but not that kind of donation. Nobody, donates.
Hey,
that.
Look, I know you said that you ain't using them anymore due to the whole sexless marriage thing you complained about in your Christmas newsletter.
Okay, we don't do a Christmas newsletter. So that wasn't me.
All right, well, hey, if you get to mind to donate your scope, you drive on out to Elmer Wayne's and you just throw them up on the porch. I'll find them eventually.
All right.
All right, well, I have country.
All right, there he goes. Elmer Wayne, not my cousin.